having to Baba to get a haircut. Mama, would you try to cut my hair? I wasn't there on the day, so I have no choice to ask the other lady to cut my hair. The fish was too long. I went home and started to cut my hair by myself with the paper scissors immediately because my hair was still bothering me. But I soon found out I did well. Wow, I'm so good at this. I'm a genius. Then I quit grammar school on that day straightforward. Because, you know, I need to go to beauty school to be a hairstylist. After that, everything went well. I entered a beauty school, rushed it, and got a job at a beauty salon named Rujaldum in Kaidawa. It was hard to work for a beauty salon, but I enjoyed doing my job. I'm basically diligent, so I practiced every day as everyone did and became a hairstylist. After becoming a hairstylist, I found out the turnover rate in beauty industry is absolutely high. Long operation hours, standing all day long, low salary, training sessions and workshops even on holidays. Surprisingly, 70% of new graduates quit their job within just 4 years in this industry, and only 9% of men hairstylists who continue to work more than 10 years. Can you believe it? I can't. On my 7th year of being a hairstylist, all my seniors left the job, and so I was automatically promoted to the manager of the salon by chance. I wasn't confident about it, but it's a chance for me. So I decided to try the best. By that time, I achieved the desired result of my performance as a hairstylist. However, being a manager, the company didn't evaluate my work performance with my personal result. They evaluated only the sales of the salon. I decided to work hard no matter what. I work on holidays to increase the sales, but even not meeting the sales target. I gave a pep talk to the staff and participated in training sessions in the early morning to train the staff. I told the assistant staff to do the styling work, even his or her skill was not sufficient enough to provide services to customers. I extended the operation hours to have better results. I let my staff work hard without giving a lunch break or even bathroom breaks. We worked like hell together to achieve the sales target. Our hard work definitely paid off. We hit the high sales record on the year I became a manager. Great job, Okuma, you did it. The company was happy about our achievement. I did it. I finally did it. Then, I looked back and found out none of my staff was with me. I was shocked. One day, one of my staff came to me with a serious face and said, "Okuma-san, I need to leave the salon because my parents are sick." "What? Well, in that case, I can't do anything. You did a great job until today, thank you." Then, another day, "Okuma-san, I found something else I can do, so I want to leave." "What? Well, okay, I understand. You did a great job until today, thank you and good luck." My staff kept leaving. Without having enough staff, I couldn't do anything. So, I decided to hire more new graduates on the next year. No problem, I will get new graduates with passion and hard work, always well. No problem, no matters. Without having enough staff, I couldn't do anything. So, I decided to hire more new graduates on the next year. No problem, I will get new graduates with passion and hard work, always well. No problem, no worries. Next year, long-awaited new graduates joined us. But, in the morning, a week after, when I came to work, I found a small memo. It said, "We don't think this." But, in the morning, a week after, when I came to work, I found a small memo. It said, "We don't think this is the right place for us to work, so we are going to quit today." What? It was an extraordinary situation that all 5 new graduates left in just a week by leaving a small memo. At the time, I thought, uh-oh, the company president must be super angry at me. Of course, the sales went down and the staff kept leaving. There were some staff who didn't leave, but they cared only about themselves. What is this? What are they doing? Why is this happening even I'm working so hard? I don't want to continue to be a manager. I knew that being a manager wouldn't suit me in the first place. It's enough. I should find a new job. However, I didn't have enough courage to walk into a new environment, so I continued to do my manager work without taking any new action. I just followed that I was called to do. I became a salaried hairstylist. After a while, I came to a turning point. One day, I received a call. It was from my senior of my school days. He asked me to cut his wife's hair at his house. I asked more details and found out his wife was having cancer and she lost her hair because of taking the cancer treatment. She bought some wigs, but those ready-made wigs didn't fit to her face. She couldn't go out with those wigs because she was worried to be noticed that she was wearing a wig. I immediately accepted the request and visited his house. It was shocking for me to see how partially lost hair. Is she going to be okay? I was having mixed emotions about her. But I told to myself, I'm here to provide beauty for her. I just did my job as a professional hairstylist. Snip, snip, snip. And finally, I finished cutting the hair wig. How do you like it? It's beautiful. I always wanted the hair like this. She said with tears falling from her eyes. Really? I didn't think she'd be so happy. I just did it so that it might help her, but I never thought she'd cry. I looked around the room and found out there were many other wigs. I just suddenly said to her, "Today, it's getting too late, but how about giving other wigs a haircut? Really? I won't mind at all, thank you." I know it. I had nothing to hesitate. I just cut. I just kept cutting. I just wanted her to feel glad even a little with this. I finally finished cutting all of her wigs. Wow, they all look so nice. There's even short hair wig and wavy wig, she said, and her eyes were full of tears again. And her husband said, "It's been a while since I saw her smiling face. I really appreciate your kindness." I felt sensation running down my spine. Hairstylist's job is not just cutting customers' hair. No way. Our job is to make them beautiful, happy, and change their life. There's always some kind of reason why people change their hairstyle. We, hairstylists, are involved in people's lives when they're facing a change. Hairstylist is being an angel. Wow, being a hairstylist is fantastic. I can't complete any better job than this. I just simply want to see people's happy face. I want to hear thank you with a big smile. Thank you. It was just so simple. And I noticed I was being distracted by the sales, and I wasn't facing these people in front of me honestly. Maybe I should say things in a different way. What do our staff want? What do our customers want? I decided to return to the starting line. But little by little, staff, sales, and everything became calm. By changing the way of thinking, many things that I really wanted to do kept flowing out of me. On-site haircut for old people in nursing homes. Consultation service for other beauty salons. Being a guest teacher at junior high schools. Part-time instructor at a beauty school. I did everything I can. At the time, I faced another turning point. I was introduced to a medical beauty science institution called RAMS in Kobe. It is a qualification for offering mental care and wig care for people who lost their hair by diseases. I visited Kobe many times for trainings and became a medical beauty scientist. By having a medical beauty science qualification, customers having various illness came to visit my salon. One day, 17-year-old girl visited us. 17 years old should be the best time in her life. But she lost her hair having a cancer treatment. She said with a trembling voice, "My hair keeps coming off. It's so embarrassing. So I want to wear a wig, but it doesn't fit me well. So I want to do something." Okay, I understand. I know everything. I will make you pretty, so you don't have to worry about anything. I made up my mind. I'm going to do what I can do what I have a chance to do, and do as much as possible. I'm going to change the world with medical beauty styling. I love my hairstylist job. Without this job, I wouldn't be the person I am today. This job changes my life. This job is great. I want to work more and more. I love this job, the job that I am motivated by intentions and faith and desire to help others. One day, I went to Baba to get a haircut. Mama, would you try to cut my hair? I wasn't there on the day, so I have no choice to ask the other lady to cut my hair. The fish was too long. I went home and started to cut my hair by myself with the paper scissors immediately because my hair was still bothering me. But I soon found out I did well. Wow, I'm so good at this. I'm a genius. Then I quit grammar school on that day straightforward. Because, you know, I need to go to beauty school to be a hairstylist. After that, everything went well. I entered a beauty school, rushed it, and got a job at a beauty salon named Rujaldum in Kaikawa. It was hard to work for a beauty salon, but I enjoyed doing my job. I'm basically diligent, so I practiced every day as everyone did and became a hairstylist. After becoming a hairstylist, I found out the turnover rate in beauty industry is absolutely high. Long operation hours, standing all day long, low salary, training sessions and workshops even on holidays. Surprisingly, 70% of new graduates quit their job within just 4 years in this industry, and only 9% of men hairstylists who continue to work more than 10 years. Can you believe it? I can't. On my second year of being a hairstylist, all my seniors left the job, and so I was automatically promoted to the manager of the salon by chance. I wasn't confident about it, but it's a chance for me. So I decided to try the best. By that time, I achieved a decent result of my performance as a hairstylist. However, being a manager, the company didn't evaluate my work performance with my personal result. They evaluated only the sales of the salon. I decided to work hard no matter what. I work on holidays to increase the sales, but we were not meeting the sales target. I gave a pep talk to the staff and participated in training sessions in the early morning to train the staff. I called the assistant staff to do the styling work, even his or her skill was not sufficient enough to provide services to customers. I extended the operation hours to have better results. I let my staff work hard without giving a lunch break or even bathroom breaks. We worked like hell together to achieve the sales target. Our hard work definitely paid off. We hit the high sales record on the year I became a manager. Great job, Okuma, you did it. The company was happy about our achievement. I did it. I finally did it. Then, I looked back and found out none of my staff was with me. I was shocked. One day, one of my staff came to me with a serious face and said, Okuma-san, I need to leave the salon because my parents are sick. What? Well, in that case, I can't do anything. You did a great job until today, thank you. Then, another day, Okuma-san, I found something else I want to do, so I want to leave. What? Well, okay, I understand. You did a great job until today, thank you and good luck. My staff kept leaving. Without having enough staff, I couldn't do anything. So, I decided to hire more new graduates on the next year. No problem, I will get new graduates with passion and hard work, always well. No problem, no matters. Without having enough staff, I couldn't do anything. So, I decided to hire more new graduates on the next year. No problem, I will get new graduates with passion and hard work, always well. No problem, no worries. Next year, long-awaited new graduates joined us. But, in the morning, a week after, when I came to work, I found a small memo. It said, we don't think this. But, in the morning, a week after, when I came to work, I found a small memo. It said, we don't think this is the right place for us to work, so we are going to quit today. What? It was an extraordinary situation that all five new graduates left in just a week by leaving a small memo. At the time, I thought, uh-oh, the company president must be super angry at me. Of course, the sales went down and the staff kept leaving. There were some staff who didn't leave, but they cared only about themselves. What is this? What are they doing? Why is this happening even I'm working so hard? I don't want to continue to be a manager. I knew that being a manager wouldn't suit me in the first place. Is it enough? I should find a new job. However, I didn't have enough courage to walk into a new environment, so I continued to do my manager work without taking any new action. I just followed that I was called to do. I became a salaried hairstylist. After a while, I came to a turning point. One day, I received a call. It was from my senior of my school days. He asked me to cut his wife's hair at his house. I asked more details and found out his wife was having cancer and she lost her hair because of taking the cancer treatment. She bought some wigs, but those ready-made wigs didn't fit to her face. She couldn't go out with those wigs because she was worried to be noticed that she was wearing a wig. I immediately accepted the request and visited his house. It was shocking for me to see how partially lost hair. Is she going to be okay? I was having mixed emotions about her. But I told to myself, I'm here to provide beauty for her. I just do my job as a professional hairstylist. Snip, snip, snip. And finally, I finished cutting the hair wig. How do you like it? It's beautiful. I always wanted the hair like this. She said with tears falling from her eyes. Really? I didn't think she'd be so happy. I just did it so that it might help her, but I never thought she'd cry. I looked around the room and found out there were many other wigs. I just suddenly said to her, today it's getting too late, but how about giving other wigs a haircut? Really? I won't mind at all, thank you. I nodded. I had nothing to hesitate. I just cut. I just kept cutting. I just wanted her to feel glad even a little with this. I finally finished cutting all of her wigs. Wow, they all look so nice. There's even short hair wig and wavy wig, she said, and her eyes were full of tears again. And her husband said, it's been a while since I saw her smiling face. I really appreciate your kindness. I felt sensation running down my spine. Hairstylist's job is not just cutting customers' hair. No way. Our job is to make them beautiful, happy, and change their life. There's always some kind of reason why people change their hairstyle. We, hairstylists, are involved in people's lives when they're facing a change. Hairstylist is being an angel. Wow, being a hairstylist is fantastic. I can't complete any better job than this. I just simply want to see people's happy face. I want to hear thank you with a big smile. Thank you. It was just so simple. And I noticed I was being distracted by the sales, and I wasn't facing these people in front of me honestly. Maybe I should see things in a different way. What do our staff want? What do our customers want? I decided to return to the starting line. So, but little by little, staff, sales, and everything became calm. By changing the way of thinking, many things that I really wanted to do kept flowing out of me. On-site haircut for old people in nursing homes. Consultation service for other beauty salons. Being a guest teacher at junior high schools. Part-time instructor at a beauty school. I did everything I can. At the time, I faced another turning point. I was introduced to a medical beauty stylist institution called RAMS in Kobe. It is a qualification for offering mental care and wig care for people who lost their hair by diseases. I visited Kobe many times for trainings and became a medical beauty stylist. By having a medical beauty stylist qualification, customers having various illness came to visit my salon. One day, 17-year-old girl visited us. 17 years old should be the best time in her life. But she lost her hair having a cancer treatment. She said with a trembling voice, my hair keeps coming off. It's so embarrassing. So I want to wear a wig, but it doesn't fit me well. So I want to do something. Okay, I understand. I know everything. I will make you pretty, so you don't have to worry about anything. I made up my mind. I'm going to do what I can do, do what I have a chance to do, and do as much as possible. I'm going to change the world with medical beauty styling. I love my hairstylist job. Without this job, I wouldn't be the person I am today. This job changes my life. This job is great. I want to work more and more. I love this job, the job that I am motivated by intentions and faith and desire to help others. One day, I went to Baba to get a haircut. Mama, who usually cut my hair, wasn't there on that day, so I had no choice to ask the other lady to cut my hair. The finish was too long. I went home and started to cut my hair by myself with the paper scissors immediately because my hair was still bothering me. But I soon found out I did well. Wow, I'm so good at this. I'm a genius. Then I quit from school on that day straightforward. Because, you know, I need to go to beauty school to be a hairstylist. After that, everything went well. I entered the beauty school, rushed it, and got a job at a beauty salon named Blue Jordan in Kaikawa. It was hard to work for a beauty salon, but I enjoyed doing my job. I'm basically diligent, so I practiced every day as everyone did and became a hairstylist. After becoming a hairstylist, I found out the turnover rate in beauty industry is absolutely high. Long operation hours, standing all day long, low salary, training sessions and workshops even on holidays. Surprisingly, 70% of new graduates quit their job within just 4 years in this industry, and only 9% of men hairstylists who continue to work more than 10 years. Can you believe it? I can't. On my second year of being a hairstylist, all my seniors left the job, and so I was automatically promoted to the manager of the salon by chance. I wasn't confident about it, but it's a chance for me. So I decided to try the best. By that time, I achieved the decent result of my performance as a hairstylist. However, being a manager, the company didn't evaluate my work performance with my personal result. They evaluated only the sales of the salon. I decided to work hard no matter what. I work on holidays to increase the sales, but we were not meeting the sales target. I gave a pep talk to the staff and participated in training sessions in the early morning to train the staff. I called the assistant staff to do the styling work, even his or her skill was not sufficient enough to provide services to customers. I extended the operation hours to have better results. I let my staff work hard without giving a lunch break or even bathroom breaks. We worked like hell together to achieve the sales target. Our hard work definitely paid off. We hit the high sales record on the year I became a manager. Great job, Akuma, you did it. The company was happy about our achievement. I did it. I finally did it. Then, I looked back and found out none of my staff was with me. I was shocked. One day, one of my staff came to me with a serious face and said, Akuma-san, I need to leave the salon because my parents are sick. What? Well, in that case, I can't do anything. You did a great job until today, thank you. Then, another day, Okuma-san, I found something else I don't do, so I want to leave. What? Well, okay, I understand. You did a great job until today, thank you, and good luck. My staff kept leaving. Without having enough staff, I couldn't do anything. So, I decided to hire more new graduates on the next year. No problem, I will get new graduates, with passion and hard work, always well. No problem, no matters. Without having enough staff, I couldn't do anything. So, I decided to hire more new graduates on the next year. No problem, I will get new graduates, with passion and hard work, always well. No problem, no worries. Next year, long-awaited new graduates joined us. But, in the morning, a week after, when I came to work, I found a small memo. It said, we don't think this. But in the morning of the after, when I came to work, I found a small memo. It said, we don't think this is the right place for us to work, so we are going to quit today. What? It was an extraordinary situation that all five new graduates left in just a week by leaving a small memo. At the time, I thought, uh-oh, the company president must be super angry at me. Of course, the sales went down and the staff kept leaving. There were some staff who didn't leave, but they cared only about themselves. What is this? What are they doing? Why is this happening even I'm working so hard? I don't want to continue to be a manager. I knew that being a manager wouldn't suit me in the first place. It's enough. I should find a new job. However, I didn't have enough courage to walk into a new environment. So I continued to do my manager work without taking any new action. I just followed that I was called to do. I became a salary hairstylist. After a while, I came to a turning point. One day, I received a call. It was from my senior of my school days. He asked me to cut his wife's hair at his house. I asked more details and found out his wife was having cancer and she lost her hair because of taking cancer treatment. She bought some wigs, but those ready-made wigs didn't fit to her face. She couldn't go out with those wigs because she was worried to be noticed that she was wearing a wig. I immediately accepted the request and visited his house. It was shocking for me to see how partially she lost hair. Is she going to be okay? I was having mixed emotions about her. But I told to myself, I'm here to provide beauty for her. I just did my job as a professional hairstylist. Snip, snip, snip. And finally, I finished cutting the hair wig. How do you like it? It's beautiful. I always wanted a hair like this. She said with tears falling from her eyes. Really? I didn't think she would be so happy. I just did it so that it might help her, but I never thought she'd cry. I looked around the room and found out there were many other wigs. I just suddenly said to her, today it's getting too late, but how would you give other wigs a haircut? Really? I won't mind at all, thank you. I nodded. I had nothing to hesitate. I just cut. I just kept cutting. I just wanted her to feel glad even a little with this. I finally finished cutting all of her wigs. Wow, they all look so nice. There's even short hair wig and wavy wig, she said, and her eyes were full of tears again. And her husband said, it's been a while since I saw her smiling face. I really appreciate your kindness. I felt sensation running down my spine. Hairstylist's job is not just cutting customers' hair. No way. Our job is to make them beautiful, happy, and change their life. There's always some kind of reason why people change their hairstyle. We, hairstylists, are involved in people's lives when they're facing a change. Hairstylist is being an angel. Wow, being a hairstylist is fantastic. I can't complete any better job than this. I just simply want to see people's happy face. I want to hear thank you with a big smile. Thank you. It was just so simple. And I noticed I was being distracted by the sales and I wasn't facing these people in front of me honestly. Maybe I should say things in a different way. What do a staff want? What do a customers want? I decided to return to the starting line. But little by little, staff, sales, and everything became calm. By changing the way of thinking, many things that I really wanted to do kept flowing out of me. On-site haircut for old people in nursing homes. Consultation service for other beauty salons. Being a guest teacher at junior high schools. Part-time instructor at a beauty school. I did everything I can. At the time, I faced another turning point. I was introduced to a medical beauty science institution called RAMS in Kobe. It is a qualification for offering mental care and wig care for people who lost their hair by diseases. I visited Kobe many times for trainings and became a medical beauty scientist. By having a medical beauty scientist qualification, customers having various illnesses came to visit my salon. One day, 17-year-old girl visited us. 17 years old should be the best time in her life, but she lost her hair having a cancer treatment. She said with a trembling voice, my hair keeps coming off. It's so embarrassing, so I want to wear a wig, but it doesn't fit me well. So I want to do something. Okay, I understand. I know everything. I will make you pretty, so you don't have to worry about anything. I made up my mind. I'm going to do what I can do what I have a chance to do, and do as much as possible. I'm going to change the world with medical beauty styling. I love my hairstylist job. Without this job, I wouldn't be the person I am today. This job changes my life. This job is great. I want to work more and more. I love this job, the job that I am motivated by intentions and faith and desire to help others.